This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get a freshwater fishing report from Blaine Salter checking in with us from Salter's Jigging Poles. Blaine, good morning. What can you tell us, man? We ought to be in prime season, if not very close to it.
Well, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You know, welcome to the time of year where your hopes get up really, really high and you can really be successful. And then the following day, you can scratch your head and go, why do I even chase this fishery? But some good news is that the turkey hunters are now scheduled to get off of the water. And some of our local areas are showing up just unbelievable numbers. Last week, if I didn't get 15 sets of pictures from anglers in that Jack Miller's area, just before, you know, Bayou Pigeon, if you're coming from LA-1, the Jack Miller's, Bay Natchez area, I bet you produced more limits this year than you can imagine. I mean, folks I know that couldn't catch a sackalay if they tried were catching limits. And, you know, it's Facebook really works when if you don't believe in the power of social media. But I got a phone call. Blaine, is 140 boats at Jack Miller's landing on a Tuesday. You know, yeah, that the fish, yeah, are biting when that many boats are out. But they are hot, and then they are not. You know, this is the time of year where we're scheduled to have that small rise in the river all the way up to about March 29th, it looks like. And you know what happens in that slow rise? You can still get them, but your timing has got to be right where you're right before these couple days of the cold front. So if you're going fishing, you better get out there this morning because the next couple days are looking pretty bad. But the reports, you know, on the opposite side of the spillway have been very good, and the spillway is a little unpredictable. I heard a few good reports in the Grand River area. You know, on the map, it's called the Upper Flats, but we call those the Grand River Flats. If you remember, Bob Scarce was famous for making many TV shows with my dad in that area, and it's probably the most picturesque area in the whole entire basin. And you can get in there right now, but you got to catch it. The water's on a little rise, so the water's a little mucked up in that part of the spillway, but the Bob Marigold area was producing just big fish. You know, there's a lot of deep holes throughout that part of the spillway. And if you know where they are, if you can fish off of those fish move in and out, and they're kind of in a post-spawn pattern. You know, in the Lake Brett area, we're getting a lot of calls where we were catching inland, you know, inside the bayous, but now they've moved to kind of a post-spawn area, and everybody's more successful in the lake, but you better watch your wind conditions on that lake because you can get caught up real fast on the wrong side of it. And if you've ever been there, you know, it can get dangerous pretty quick. But the Shell Beach side is producing on the treetops, especially on the outside of the areas of some of the surrounding bayous that the fall, when you catch that lake on a fall or on a low tide, you know, Lake Verrett it's so affected by the tide, and it's this time of the month, it's time to go and fish the laydowns in the lake. And I tell you, we still argue a lot. My favorite bait there is just the blue and white, and I've got people that use all kind of colors, but when you catch them in the right time of the spawn, you catch them.
Got it. You mentioned a lot of spots, Jack Miller's, Bay Natchez, Pigeon, Spillway, Lake Verrett. Would you say that blue and white bait that is probably the hot bait, and how do you work it to be successful this time of the year?
Well, what you have to do is be able to fish the shallow, and That blue and white, we use it. I use a tube jig. Now, a lot of folks have gone to a hair jig, but the key to working that bait is you want to have the lightest bait possible so you can slow the fall of that bait. I think that's probably one of the most important things, and I'm biased because I love a blue and white. Just because the water clarity calls for a blue and white right now. And that water has started to fall, and that blackish water's finally gotten out of the woods. And that color just seems to be one that works. But the key to that is go with the lightest bait possible, a 1/64th or nothing more than a 1/32nd, because you're trying to slow the fall of that bait to pick off where those fish are holding. And they can be anywhere from 2 to 3 feet of water in those areas out into a post-spawn pattern in 6 and 7 feet. So we've been successful on both sides of that aisle. You know, we fished a tournament a few weeks back where we were catching fish in 2 feet of water, and out the other side we were live scoping and catching in 8 feet of water at the same time. So the spawn on the spillway side and the opposite side are two totally different times because those water temperatures get right at different times. So it's hard to predict the spawn here in Louisiana, unlike up north in the reservoirs. You can time it perfectly. Here it's still unpredictable because we're still catching fish with plenty of eggs, and then we're catching fish with, you know, they've already released and gone. So we're right in the middle of that area where we don't know if they're for sure spawning or not, but it's on because you can catch fish in just a lot of different depths. But the key is get out there before the crowd gets there because it's still unbelievable. I'm still looking for the bass fishermen. You know, I used to go out and go fishing and see, say, 8 to 10 bass fishermen for every 2 crappie fishermen or saccalade fishermen, and now it seems like it's the total opposite. I'm looking for these bass guys to get back on the water.
Yeah, and like you said, the turkey hunters are clearing out, so it's making room for more folks. Well, I tell you, I'm with you on that blue and white. My second choice is, of course, the black and chartreuse when that Catawba worm time comes around. Blaine, what I'd like you to do is try to keep an eye on the Tickfaw and the Tangipahoa rivers because, you know, they suffered from Hurricane Ida. There were some fish kills there where there weren't many fish kills in other areas, and it really hurt the fishing, but it made kind of a comeback last year, and I'm hoping it'll make a full comeback this year. So if you get some reports from that area.
I did get a report.
Did tell us about it.
I did get one report. The Tickfaw had a gentleman, you know, he does fish with live scope. You know, some of the old schoolers are starting to finally warm up to that live scope or the live sonar technology because of just of how much dead water it allows you to eliminate. And he did catch, let's see, I got reports of 10 to 15, and they were all males, but in deeper water. So that kind of lets me know, hey, they may have not fully spawned there. They may still be right in the middle of it. But I think it was about 2 miles inland from Marpaw. Mm-hmm. You know, in the laydowns, in the Tickfaw. So those areas, and a lot of the locals keep it there. A lot of folks don't travel to go there, but, you know, you put live sonar on your boat, it doesn't limit you where you can go. You can always go and scan and find fish. Doesn't mean you can catch them, but what a tool it is just to eliminate dead water and make your time more successful if you have it on the water.
Very good. I'm glad you got that report, and good to hear that those rivers are back on the rebound. Blaine, anything else before you go?
Oh, I wanted to say thank you for a couple weeks ago. I got a hold of Chris over at Martian Bayou, and I'm looking forward to that in a few weeks, being a part of that event.
Well, good. But, you can do a report live on location. We'll be doing the show there with you.
Oh, well, that'll be great. And then I'll be traveling. I got invited, of all places, they invited me to the Bassmaster Classic coming up next week. So I fly in Friday. I got to meet a little fella. He might be a little famous. His name is Jimmy Houston. If you ever heard of him, he was down at the Louisiana Sportsman a couple weeks back at these shows.
Well, that's 60-year-old guy with bangs, isn't that him?
Yeah, he got to see a demonstration, and I got to show him one. I tell you what, I got him to take those glasses off and look at me, and he said, "Son, the apple don't fall far from the tree." So he knew Dad from years ago. So it was awesome to see. See that people across the country, even though we didn't have the internet those times of year, how those famous guys all knew each other. So it's gonna
Quite an honor, and you certainly deserve it. And Blaine, people can tell you hello at the Sportsman, the Outdoor Expo going on at Lamar Dixon. You're gonna be set up there today, so I want to invite people to stop by and talk a little fishing with you because that's one of the things you do so well, just like your dad.
Well, I appreciate it, Don. We'll be there today, and then it's showtime, so I'll be traveling. And then come April, though, I'm taking some time off, and I'm going to try to get off on some on the water and give these shows a little break. It's the showtime of year, but it'll start to slow down a little bit in April. I can finally see some water time.
Sounds good. Thanks for the report, Blaine. We really appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's Blaine Salto. We'll catch up with him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!